It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, December 9th, 2021. On our ship schedule today, we have 16 ships coming and going, 5 inbounders and 11 outbounders, and a dozen ships in our Astoria anchorages, so lots to talk about today. In our marine weather forecast, we have west winds, 15 to 20 knots with gusts to 25, wind waves from the west, 3 feet high at 6 seconds apart, northwest swells 12 feet at 13 seconds, and showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the forecast today. I was looking at our ship schedule and realizing that we have a lot of ships on it. We also have some of the typical cargoes, lots and lots of wheat as usual, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about what does come and go on the river and where the Columbia River as a port, I mean, because it is sort of a port, and it has many ports on it, many destinations for ships. And in that capacity, it functions as a gateway for cargoes coming in and coming out of the river. And they go to different places. You hear me talk about the ports like Longview, Kalama, Portland, Vancouver. There are numerous private berths along the river. All these cargoes come in and out. And there are organizations that keep track of the data on what comes and goes on the river. So this is from one of those organizations, this data. From the Columbia River Steamship Operators Association, a little bit about cargoes on the Columbia. The Columbia River is the nation's number one wheat export gateway. That's interesting, isn't it, that we are the nation's number one wheat export gateway, and we're number two for corn and soybean exports. That's why you hear me saying corn, soy, or wheat so often on the ship report. We are the third largest grain export gateway in the world. So that's a pretty interesting statistic right there. A lot of our ships, almost all of our ships are leaving here to go to other countries. The river here also leads the West Coast in dry bulk, mineral bulk, wood exports, and auto imports and exports. That's interesting. Auto imports and exports. I would not have thought that. I would have thought that would have been like San Francisco or Seattle, something like that. But we do get a lot of cars coming in here. Well, the Port of Vancouver is really big on wind energy equipment right now, and you'll see those coming in on the river, those long, white, elongated objects on the deck of ships. Those are wind turbine parts, I guess you could generally call them, for those wind farms that are in the interior here. So Vancouver is doing a really terrific business with that, partly because they have the capacity to accept really large wind turbine equipment pieces, those long blades that that spin on those wind towers, wind energy towers. Those parts are too big to fit into the ports to the north of us. They can't handle them. So the Port of Vancouver here is handling those parts. And so you're seeing a real surge in wind energy equipment coming into the Port of Vancouver. So just an example of how our river here, even though we are not the biggest port in the world by any means, we're restricted by depth to 43 feet. Many ships are simply too big to come in here. We are still a major player in the world market, and that is why you see so many ships coming and going, why there are a dozen in our anchorage today, and there's 16 vessels moving on the river. That's pretty decent. It's in this world where everything right now, a lot of ship traffic is jammed up and not moving. Our ship traffic here is moving very well. It's moving very smoothly. But there's an awful lot of, so we're not talking about container cargo so much, although we do have more containers here, but sort of the nuts and bolts, the things that other things are made from are kind of things that we export here. We export agricultural products that are used to make other things, and we export dry mineral products and wood, things like that, lumber, logs that are used to make other things. So we are kind of a raw material export area, and that makes us unique, and business is doing quite well. There's a lot of ships coming in and out of the river. They're not backed up, though. That's a really great thing, and considering the rest of the container traffic that is having such troubles right now. So let's take a look at some of our ships. We've got the CMB Jordans. She came into the Astoria anchorage from South Korea this morning. She's going up to Portland to pick up potash. That's a cargo that is a dry mineral export cargo that is used to make fertilizer. Next, we have the ATB Vision. She's an articulated tug and barge rig that is owned by Crowley Maritime. So she is actually a U.S. flag vessel. That's a really interesting thing to note about her, that she's an unusual critter here in terms of ships. Well, she's a ATB rig, but a vessel, a commercial cargo carrying vessel that is registered in the United States. She's arriving from Anacortes, Washington. She's headed for Portland, and refined petroleum is her cargo. And she will probably pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 7:30 p.m. The Himawari K is arriving from offshore. She's headed to Portland. She's carrying cement on board, dry cement and powdery mineral substance. And she will be probably passing Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and in Portland by about 8:30 p.m. Another Crowley Maritime vessel, the ATB Sound Reliance, is arriving from San Francisco, headed to Portland. She's carrying refined petroleum. She's also another U.S. flag vessel. She will be passing Astoria probably around 3:30 p.m. and arriving in Portland around 9:30 p.m. And the Gleam Star is arriving from China. She is a bulk carrier headed eventually for, she's going to the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit, a teeny bit upriver from Astoria, but you can still see it from the waterfront. Probably about 8:30 p.m. she'll arrive, but she's ultimately headed up to Calama, and her cargo is corn, soy, or wheat. Or she could be loading corn in one cargo hold, soy in another, and wheat in another, because her cargo holds are separate, discrete compartments on the ship. And so ships can load different cargoes. They don't all always have to be just carrying wheat or just carrying soybeans. They can carry different cargoes in different cargo holds. In our ships that are in our Astoria anchorage, we have a couple that are going upriver. The Leon is headed upriver to Portland to pick up potash at the Port of Portland, leaving around 5:30 a.m. She will be in Portland by about 11:30 this morning. The Panamax Christina is leaving the Rice Island anchorage to head up to Longview. She'll leave about 7 p.m. and get up there at about 10:30 p.m., and she'll be picking up wheat at the Port of Longview. We have a couple of ships that I think they might be offshore waiting and will be coming into the anchorage to anchor there. The Cornelia M, she's going to be picking up wheat, and the Kieran Eurasia is also going to be a wheat carrier when she goes up to pick up her cargo. And so why would a ship be waiting out there? Sometimes we hear about ships waiting out there for bad weather. That's not the case right now. If there just isn't enough room in the anchorages on the river, if the anchorage areas are all full, ships will sometimes wait out in the ocean for the opportunity to come in and transact the business that they have come here to do. And sometimes these ships that are in the Astoria anchorage change cargo from one job to another. And so sometimes you'll see them with their hatch covers open sitting in the anchorage. That can mean that they had to wash and paint their cargo holds and let the paint dry so that they can pass inspection and be allowed to go up and pick up a different cargo. So if a ship comes in and is changing cargoes and is not dedicated to one cargo, that process of cleaning and painting the cargo holds will happen. And so those kinds of inspections are some of the things that happen when the ships are sitting out there waiting for an opportunity to go upriver to pick up their cargoes. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.